There are needs all around us. There are needs out in the country. There are needs in the suburb. And there are needs in the city. And there are needs in the inner city. There are needs in the inner city. Where we work, I call it the inner city. We're talking about most of the kids that we work with, they call it the hood. They call it the ghetto. You know, this, and they're proud of it. This is, you know, they just want to live and behave in a certain way. So we're talking about the inner city. And I believe with all of my heart that this is a mission field. This is a mission field like any mission field in any part of this world. If you go to Africa or China or anywhere else, this is a great mission field. It's a needed mission field. It's a place that is just ripe and ready to be harvested. And I believe that the main way of reaching the inner city is to reach the children. And that's what God has placed upon our heart, to reach the children in the inner city. And by reaching them, we're able to shape and to mold these young people before their lives are destroyed and ruined by their environment. And also, through reaching the children, we have been able to reach their parents. We have been able to get into their household. And we've been able to see many of their parents coming to church, and some of them even getting saved. Just recently, most of you probably know Zach. Just recently, he came up to visit us, and I went and visited a couple that just recently got married. And their kid's been coming to church for about 2 years now. And as I sat in the house just talking to them, I challenged them, "Do you want to be saved? Are you ready to be saved?" And the guy said he wanted to be saved, and the lady got up and she walked away. And later on, as I was talking to the man and sharing the gospel with him, the lady came back down and she sat down. And I asked her, "Do you want to be saved?" And she said, "Yes." And these are two parents that we've been working with their children for 2 years. And here they are, brand new Christians. And so I believe with all of my heart that, you know, God is working through the children to reach their parents. And when we reach the children, the job has just begun. When we reach the parent, the job has just begun. That man I just mentioned to you, we led him to the Lord that night, and as I was talking to him afterwards about coming to church and being discipled, he said, "Well, you know, I don't think I'm ready to be discipled yet." I said, "Why?" And he hesitated for a long time. And then he said to me, "I'm going to be going to prison. I'm going to be going to prison." I didn't even know that. My wife and I didn't know that. We pick up the kids every day, but we didn't know that. He was caught selling drugs, and he's going to be going to prison very shortly, in about 3 months or so. And we just told him that we'll take care of your wife, we'll take care of your children. This family, you know, they were homeless for months, and they just got a place. And while we were there, they had nothing in the living room. And I said to them, "We'll try and get you some furniture and so forth." But when you reach the people, you're reaching the entire family. You're reaching the entire household. Because the need is way beyond salvation. Salvation is a fundamental need, but it's beyond salvation to salvage the inner city. And so I was going to share with you this morning the story of the Good Samaritan. The story of the Good Samaritan. But I just want to share with you just a few thoughts from this story. And verses 25 to verse 28, naturally, the point is that good works doesn't save us. Okay? Good works doesn't save us. This lawyer said to Jesus, "How can I have eternal life?" Jesus says, "What's written in the law? How do you read it?" And he says, "You should love the Lord with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind, with all of your strength. Love the Lord with the totality of your being. And love your neighbor as yourself." And then Jesus says, "Okay, go and do it." And the reality is that this guy knows that he couldn't do it. He knows that there's no way as a sinner we can love God with the totality of our being. So the reality is that we need something beyond works to be saved, and it's the Lord Jesus Christ. So he switched the conversation, and he asked the Lord, "Okay, who is my neighbor?" And the Lord goes on to give the story of this Good Samaritan. And the reality of this is this, and I'll just summarize it in about a minute. This is what it's all about. The world is full of hurting people. A lot of times, it's not these people's fault. And every time these young people come to our church, I look at them, young children, and my heart bleeds for them because they were born in an environment of disaster, an environment of destruction. It's not their fault. They were born there. I look at these children and I say, if they were born in the suburb, and if they were going to good schools in the suburb, they wouldn't be at 5 years old cursing like a sailor. And they wouldn't be at 5 years old trying to fight somebody 10 years older than they are. They would be different people if they were brought up in a different environment. Oftentimes, it's not their fault. We found this man, he was just simply going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he was mugged. Okay? He was mugged. He fell among thieves. He was stripped of his raiment. He was wounded, and he was left half dead. And I see many of these young people that we work with hurting, mugged, stripped of their of hope, stripped of purpose, stripped of direction, and they're hopeless and directionless. And God wants us to go as good Samaritans. We notice in the text that there were two people that should have helped this man. They were religious people. They were men of God, a priest and a Levite. They were servants of God. And they came by and they saw the man, and for whatever reason, whatever logic, whatever deduction, whatever purpose, they walked away, they walked on the other side. And oftentimes as believers, we see the need, we see people around us hurting, broken, messed up, and you know, we're too busy. We're too busy. I don't want to do that. I don't want to touch that. I don't want to go there. But this good Samaritan, he came along and he saw this man broken, bleeding, in trauma. The word wounded there actually means trauma. This man was messed up. And this good Samaritan said, I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to do something about it. And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to do something about it. Whether it's the people in your community where you are, in your hometown, in your church, in the neighborhood where you are, or if God is calling you to the inner city of the United States of America, as a mission field, you would come as a missionary. It's a mission field. And I believe that God is, it's very difficult for us to get people to come and help us. It's almost impossible. Nobody wants to come to Camden. But I tell you, if God has called you to come there, it's the greatest place in the world to be. And there's no other place if that's where God wants you to be. Let's pray. Father, we just want to thank you today just for the privilege of serving you. And God, I just pray that you'd help us to just reach out to the hurting people around us. They're broken. They're messed up by Satan. And I just pray that you'd help us to reach out to them with love, with compassion, with mercy, with empathy, with sympathy, just like the Lord Jesus, while he was here reaching out to the Samaritan woman, the woman caught in adultery, the prostitute, the publicans, the sinners, all of these broken, messed up people. You just reach out to them. Help us, God, to reach out to these broken people around us. I pray that you'd bless us and use us for your kingdom and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.